Chiefs pick, 23rd overall.
D. Ford.
Yeah, I think the first reaction is a little bit surprise. You know, it's not the guy that a lot of people had in their minds. But then once you think about it a little bit, you can see a lot of value there.
He was our highest rated player on that board, and we decided to go in that direction. And we feel we got a very fine football player.
Ultimately, it came down to the fact that they had a guy who they wanted, and that was D. Ford. They didn't go secondary. But that doesn't mean that they didn't address defending the pass. D. Ford is one of the best players in the country at rushing the passer in big situations.
He's out! D. Ford coming off the edge. The Auburn Tigers are going to win.
He went against first-round draft pick offensive tackles, and he amassed 8.5 sacks, 4 more tackles behind the line of scrimmage. When you create that kind of havoc and other teams' offenses have to put that much into stopping you in that league, you've got somebody who's a problem.
And against Texas A&M, he tackles Manziel in the open field, and I don't know how many big outside linebackers can do that.
He's a student of the game, which is incredibly important. Mentioning names like Derek Thomas in his introductory press conference brought a lot of fond memories back for a lot of Chiefs fans, and I think that's what he wants to be.
We're all adults. We're all entering this discussion realizing that Derek Thomas is in the Hall of Fame and D. Ford hasn't played a game. But they're similar in the way that they go after the quarterback. They both rely on speed, quick reaction to the snap.
He tries to get to the quarterback on his first move. He's got kind of a natural lean to him.
He ran right around the left tackle.
You have to be a good pass rusher.
Your ability to play at a big angle maybe doesn't show up in those combine numbers, but does show up on tape.
Justin Houston came like a missile. Oh, he's got it from behind. Just continues to pursue quarterbacks.
Tom Bahaly on one end, Justin Houston on the other. Oh, we have a great pass rush. And that's true. But what happens when one of those guys gets tired, or what happens when one of those guys gets hurt? And you have one pass rusher, which is easy to key in on, and all of a sudden you have a problem reaching the quarterback. If you have three guys, it creates a much more significant problem for the opponents. D. Ford is integral in, I think, any team's philosophy in making sure that they can defend the pass adequately in the National Football League.
Getting to the quarterback's the name of the game. The more they throw it, the more you've got to be able to get to them. As good as they were at rushing the passer last year, there were some games, and particularly when guys got hurt, that they didn't get after the quarterback, and that left them very vulnerable in the backfield.
And if you look at the team that won the Super Bowl last year, they've got multiple guys that they can rotate in and out, use different patterns, come from different angles, and I think that's what the Chiefs are trying to do.
What you want is to get that mismatch, and if D. Ford and Justin Houston can come off the edge, then leaves you with three guys for two on the inside. If those two inside are Dontari Poe and Tom Bahaly, well, somebody gets one-on-one blocking, and that should be a mismatch. You know, D. Ford might not get a sack, but it might be the presence of D. Ford on the outside that allows somebody else to get some more pressure on the other team's quarterback.
That's why drafting a pass rusher at any point in the draft, in any draft, is a good idea.
Now they've got a depth of that, and hopefully create some interesting combinations for Bob Sutton. When you go up against offenses that are schemed to get rid of the ball quickly, you better be able to apply pressure quickly.
You know, if the quarterback wants to take 2.5 seconds, make him take 2 seconds. So if you can get in his face a little bit, you can disrupt everything. I think that's absolutely critical. You can't play defense without it.
Look out, it's D. Ford again.